Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Real World Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 130, Smart Snacking for Healthier Eating. So I want to start out. I do talk about snacks a lot and on a regular basis, and I encourage snacking. And I just want to share why, as well as why people tend to have this idea that they should not snack. Now, first of all, snacking usually gets a bad rap because of so many not so healthy snack foods and the thought that it's a convenience food. Now, there's no arguing. There are a ton of snack food options out there on the market. The highly, overly processed foods with added salt, added sugars, added fats that certainly are not healthy for us overall. And having them once in a while, no problem. Having them on the regular basis is probably not the best idea. We also may have some what I call carryover guilt from childhood about snacking. And I don't mean so much that it's guilt, it's that you may have been told when you were a kid, oh, don't have that snack too close to dinner, you'll spoil your dinner, or that having snacks was not something we should do when we were kids. So snacking really can be a way to help maybe spoil your dinner, and that wouldn't be the worst thing, but also help provide a satisfying way to keep your energy levels steady, potentially minimize cravings you may have, and possibly help you eat less. Now, it depends on what your goal is. Do you want to eat less, meaning fewer calories overall, have a calorie deficit, or even try to maintain an appropriate calorie level? Or are you trying to gain, or does it even matter? But I also want to address some of these myths first about snacking, and then some practical tips for snacking smart. Now, first, I want to define what exactly is a snack. Now, really, it's just a small amount of food that's consumed between meals. But that term small amount really can vary depending on your individual needs and the timing of your meals. So typically, I consider snacks in the 100 to 300 calorie range, give or take. However, the big thing here lies in not just how much that is, but the quality of that snack. Now, people often ask me, do I recommend 3 meals a day, 6 small meals? What do I do? Well, one, I don't recommend the same thing for everybody. It's so highly individual. What works for one person and their schedule may not work for somebody else. Some people really can follow the 6 small meals, which again, that term small meals is a relative term. But I remember in college when I had a classmate who was eating 6 small meals on a very rigorous schedule, and she was often eating in the middle of class. No big deal, but it was just something she was always doing because the way her schedule was, that her eating schedule specifically, she needed to eat at that time. But not what am I really am saying in the long run is that just may not work for everyone. So that's just one of those things. And small meals, it's like meals, snacks, you know, at what point does a snack become a meal? I really have no idea. It's what we decide what it is. So let me address the benefits of snacking. So when it's done right in quotes there, it can have many benefits. It really can help minimize overeating during the main meal by curbing our hunger pangs and potential low blood sugar. So when I said, yeah, you may be spoiling your dinner and that may be a good thing, if you have a snack a couple hours before dinner or whatever that meal is, you may eat less for that meal. Now, if you've skipped a snack or you haven't eaten in quite a while, if you think about it, if you haven't eaten in a while, it is much easier to overeat or overconsume when you are really hungry. but also related to the low blood sugar. Some people look at me funny when I refer to this, but some people know exactly what I'm talking about. And I am not referring to people who do have diabetes or hypoglycemia or reactive hypoglycemia, but more of some of us, myself included, if we go too long without eating something, we get that dreaded hanger, that combination of hunger and anger when the blood sugars are really, really low, and you can get snappy, cranky, and can't think straight. There's been times where I've warned my husband, look, I'm going to have to eat pretty soon or else things are going to get ugly, because I've identified it and I've also just been able to identify it and give a warning. When I say that, it's usually because we're on a trip. So strategically, snacking strategically can help stabilize our blood glucose levels, especially those of us who tend to have some of those lower dips, and keep those mood swings to a minimum. And here's just something people don't talk about very often. Snacks can provide an additional opportunity to get some essential nutrients in there. So more often than not, I'm telling people you really need to get more fruits and veggies in your overall diet. And guess what? A snack is a great opportunity to do that. You want to get more protein in your diet, or at least help with the spacing out. A snack is a perfect opportunity to do that. So this can help you fill in the gaps that you may not get in your main meals, or just I really have rarely told anybody they're getting too many fruits and veggies. While it is certainly possible, most of the individuals I've worked with do not have that problem. So snacking is an opportunity to nourish the body with fuel and the nutrients you need rather than a guilty pleasure. Now, certainly if you want to have a candy bar, okay, that's not going to provide a whole lot of helpful nutrients, and it's not going to help with the fruits and veggies, no matter how you want to, you know, come up with an idea like that. That's just not how that works. So when I mention these snacks that have fruits, veggies, protein, just various ideas, I want to give you a list today of some ideas. Now, if you want to get a pen and paper or take notes in your phone on some of these ideas, but you can save some time and just click on the link in the show notes to the blog post that I have that also lists out some of these ideas. So again, these are some ideas. Go with what works best for you. So number one of my favorites, apple slices with peanut butter or nut butter. So I slice up the apples ahead of time and then have my couple tablespoons of peanut butter, or if you need a different nut butter, go for that. That's a little bit sweet. It's a little bit savory. It has fiber. It has healthy fats. It has protein, and it helps stick with you. So you can have this about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe even a little bit later, and you're good all the way through lunch. Another favorite, number two here, is Greek yogurt parfait. Now you can get fancy with this by layering Greek yogurt with fresh or frozen berries and have a tablespoon of granola, and you've got some protein there with the Greek yogurt, the fiber with the berries and the granola, and of course the calcium that's in the yogurt. Now you don't have to get that fancy. You can certainly just buy a fruit on the bottom Greek yogurt and add a tablespoon or two of granola for a shortcut there. All right, here's another one. Number three, veggie sticks and hummus. So this is something where at the beginning of the week, you can throw little baggies or reusable bags or bowls here and have some baby carrots, some sliced cucumbers, maybe some bell pepper strips or even grape tomatoes. Put these all together ahead of time and then have some hummus. You can buy hummus in single serving packs, or you can buy the larger package container and then divide it out during the week. And that's certainly something that has some vitamins and minerals. There, I said, more veggies that a lot of people do tend to need. This one's super easy. Hard-boiled eggs. So at the beginning of the week, cook up some hard-boiled eggs. I know you can buy them pre-made, but I used to buy those pre-cooked ones all the time back when they were cheaper than buying a dozen raw eggs. That's not true anymore, at least where I live. But cook some eggs, even peel them ahead of time if you want. But really, oh my gosh, these things are so ridiculously portable. You know them. So that's something to have a snack, one or two hard-cooked eggs. Here's another one that's super easy, trail mix. Now, you can absolutely, positively, 100% buy the pre-made trail mix. That's what I do. But times when I've been out, I'll grab my quarter cup of peanuts, a quarter cup of craisins or raisins, a quarter cup of chocolate chips. But you can make this ahead of time. So you can mix any kind of nut, any kind of seeds like sunflower or pumpkin seeds, any kind of dried fruit, and chocolate chips. Sometimes people are like, oh, don't have the chocolate. And I want to know why that is so important for people to not have the chocolate in their trail mix. And that's something you can put in a larger container. You can have reusable bags and just throw that in your bag and have it with you anywhere. That's one I often take with me on airplane trips. Here's another one, whole grain crackers and cheese. So you can get some complex carbs there, a little bit of protein, the whole grain crackers and a slice of cheese. I often buy the pre-sliced cheese, so those are 1 ounce slices already. I'm not talking American cheese, but the pre-sliced singles of cheddar cheese or whatever it may be. And then whole grain crackers. I personally like Triscuit crackers. Some people think those are gross, but hey, to each his own. But that's something where it's just small, super easy. Edamame. This one, my son used to love this one. I could buy packages of edamame and steam them in the microwave and then add a little bit of salt. And it was nutritious, it was protein rich, it was fun. He liked eating those, popping those seeds out, or those, the edamame beans out of the pods, and they can be eaten hot or cold. Now, this one is something, cottage cheese. Like some people think cottage cheese is the diet food of the 70s, but really, I tell people it's a wise decision in the 2020s. Cottage cheese is loaded with protein. So some people don't like Greek yogurt or the texture or the flavor. Try cottage cheese. And then you could top that with pineapple chunks or any fruit. And that could be fresh fruit, that could be frozen fruit, that could be canned fruit. I like the pineapple because you can buy canned pineapple in its own juice and it's super easy and definitely affordable. Now, this next one here, avocado and rice cake. So a lot of people tend to think of avocado toast, but it may not be most convenient thing to have. But you can get a rice cake, you can get a cheddar rice cake, you can get a salted rice cake, and just spread some avocado on top of that. And you've got the healthy fats, you've got that fruit there, vegetable, it's technically a fruit, but whatever you want to call it. And the rice cake is something that it sounds like something people think of diet food again, but it really isn't. You can do toast, but again, here you've got the rice cake where you don't have to worry about the toasting part of it. And there you've got it. All right, and then one more here, tuna lettuce wraps. I always have a bunch of romaine lettuce for whatever reason and never quite sure what to do with it other than throw it in a salad. But what you can do is you can just take that canned tuna or the foil pack tuna, those foil pack tuna containers, those little envelopes of tuna. You don't even have to drain those. I like that a little bit better, but I tend to run with the canned tuna more often. But you can just scoop that into a lettuce leaf, roll it up, and there you go. You've got your protein, you've got healthy fats, and super fast. And I know a lot of people tend to complain about the smell of fish, so just be aware of where you're going. You probably already know that. So there's some 10 snack ideas, and these are things where if you have a later breakfast or skip breakfast and you're having lunch at like 10 or 12, you can have the snack mid-afternoon, and that way you're not starving in before dinner. I tend to run on a schedule of having a breakfast around 10, a snack around 2, and then dinner's around 5 or 6. I'm not saying that's what you need to do. Absolutely not. I just found that is a schedule that works best for me. And 4 years ago, when we were all finding ourselves home, and then also finding ourselves revisiting the fridge multiple times a day, I gave myself that schedule to help just, you know, help with the routine there. And I've stuck with it still. Now and then, I'm in a meeting or presenting at 10 o'clock, so I do something a little bit different on those days, but certainly find what works best for you. So again, snacking does not have to be synonymous with guilt or this idea of mindless munching or so-called junk food. You can have smart snack options that are balanced, that are nutritious, that are satisfying, and can fuel your body and your mind. That's where the blood sugar comes in, where the glucose is help fueling your brain, and it's helping you stay steady throughout the day. So next time you have those hunger strikes between meals, it is okay to reach for a snack and reach for one of these options to help with the adding nutrients, adding fruits and veggies, adding protein to your day. All right, as I said, that list of ideas is in the link in the blog post, so I would encourage you to take a look at that and find what works best for you. Certainly, those are ideas. Absolutely, positively modify as you need to or see fit. And I just want to mention this, as I often do, I invite you to schedule a free 30-minute introductory call with me if you want to figure out a little bit more about how an eating pattern or eating routine can help you get the nutrients you need, those food groups you need, without overeating, or maybe you need or want to get some more weight on you, so helping you strategize how to optimize that. I invite you to check out that link, schedule your free intro call today, and we can talk about how we can help you reach your goals. All right, everyone, that is the end of this week's episode of Real World Nutrition. Click that follow button so you can get this next episode every Friday in your feed. Take care and bye for now.